And the data, does the data normally look like for facial recognition, for example? Maybe you can also draw it? Or
yeah, it's kind of depends. Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, like the most data which comes to face recognition, and it goes both for, I think, like industry and academia, is web scraping.
Okay.
So it's web scraping data. So I think it's like the most obvious case is like making a web scraping.
So using the images that are already on the internet and you...
Yes. So web scraping, I think. It's a kind of a question also, like I would... it's a complicated question.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes also... partners may provide you the data, for example, if they allowed and they can't, and also it's not in some, again, regions depend on the law if they can make it, mm-hmm. right? But right. You can see this in the world, right? In Europe, you maybe can't see this, but right. Yeah, of course, like it data can be from partners, and of course, I'm saying it about people, but partners, of course. Can you provide a lot of data not related to personal information,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be data from, for example, some manufacturing
mm-hmm.
or stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So like potential partners can provide you data. Sometimes it can be very good annotated.
Okay.
Especially in the case when, for example, partner want to make automation of some work which
mm-hmm.
Requires some labor. So basically he provides you like the data and the annotation, and
mm-hmm.
it's like the best option for you.
Okay.
Like it's
so it's all already like in place, basically.
Yeah, it's most the best option.
Okay. Yeah.
And of course, but again, like the problem with the scraping and also partners that are sometimes not annotated because they also want to solve a lot of new tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes, you know, the very expensive annotation, so it
mm-hmm.
can be a very tedious task, especially for example some fine graded scenarios, and what's on the rise now
mm-hmm.
we see, and of course it's like a synthetic data.
Okay. So it's computer generated data, or?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Using computer graphics, sometimes also it can be generated using deep learning models.
Okay.
Also
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this like approach, I think that it's very promising.
Okay.
Because it's solves a lot of issues,
mm-hmm.
especially with privacy, for
mm-hmm.
example, of some
mm-hmm.
data. So this synthetic data is quite important.
Mm-hmm.
It's already used in other domains of the computer vision.
Okay.
So, for example, some solutions may use in the training like simulated recordings
okay.
for some inputs,
mm-hmm.
and it goes into computer vision.
Okay.
The problem is that it's still really hard to make a real natural image of your domain.
Mm-hmm.
It really requires maybe a lot of handwork for like 3D artists to make a
mm-hmm.
3D engine,
mm-hmm.
but we also have some hope that our neural networks will also help us, you know, to improve this synthetic data generation,
right.
Make it more real,
mm-hmm.
and help us in this process.
Right. And the synthetic data is then also faces for
it could
fashion.
Be.
Yeah,
yeah,
could be.
Yeah, it could be. And actually, this year started a really interesting research was done by Microsoft when they show that basically if they use some large synthetic data set of faces, they made a complicated pipeline,
mm-hmm.
They first show that they can, for example, train a model to localize points on your face.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
And localizing points on the face is quite a hard problem for annotation because face can be rotated. It's not
mm-hmm.
obvious for you how we should annotate this
right.
Points here,
mm-hmm.
and like models, they always like predict fixed number of points. So you need some input how to train it.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, they show that this task can be done with synthetic data on faces. And just recently came out a paper when they also used these faces to generate identities in different conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And they show that if, for example, they train a model initially on this synthetic data, it maybe work not so good on real data,
mm-hmm.
but they need to give it just not so much examples of real data.
Mm-hmm.
So it will, it has a performance like you trained on a million of real images.
Okay.
So yeah. I think that, yeah. This,
you can circle it again.
If yeah, yeah. If, so yeah. I definitely think that like synthetic data will be very important
okay.
for computer mm-hmm. vision
yeah.
research.
And can you, because I'm not a very technical person, can you explain a little bit more how this synthetic data is generated?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. it basically relies on computer graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some models for computer graphics, how you build your like 3D model. So it's basically some representations of objects in 3D space.
Okay.
And then you like make a projection on this 2D image.
Mm-hmm.
So basically from your 3D model, you obtain a 2D image.
Okay.
And you can collect, for example, 3D models by scanning people faces. So you have some special scanners. So for example, now you get your model of shapes, several examples. You can try to use it, you know, like kind of based on these 3D faces, make like a deformable model.
Mm-hmm.
So then you say, okay, I collected thousands of face objects.
Mm-hmm.
And now I try to represent every face like a combination yeah. between these
mm-hmm.
things. So
like almost like a puzzle putting two different
yeah,
parts
yeah,
together.
Exactly,
yeah.
but
okay.
maybe in a different
yeah.
In a different combinations.
Mm-hmm.
So basically now you have this model
mm-hmm.
and of course they put some additional attributes to this faces. They can put like some heads, some
mm-hmm.
glasses, and
yeah.
again, it's like a 3D objects with 3D models.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they put it, make it more real. They put some texture. They made like some lighting sources, and there are some models which then from computer graphics used, you know, to look at like
right.
you
yeah.
have a good lighting. Yeah. So basically, it's like now it's like a process of good source to getting a good 3D model
mm-hmm.
of the face. And then carefully, like making very really looking attributes
right.
of lightning
right.
or maybe
right.
other conditions.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then the output, there's a website I think it's called Face Generator or something like that.
It's not like a generator now. It's
yeah.
they released a single data set of about 1 million
okay.
images. It's Face 1M.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
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 So they put, they didn't put engine.
Oh, okay,
by,
okay, okay. But it's like what they did, and then you can just get a random image.
Yeah, and,
okay.
and try it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Interesting. And then the, aside from the synthetic data, where do you think your partners get the images from?
Well, it depends. I think maybe for some companies, like in China, I think definitely some companies equipped with the photos from the government.
Right, right. Yeah.
And
if you want, you can also
talk to yeah.
the government or something.
okay.
Yeah.
yeah. So partners, again, it's
yeah.
their like
yeah.
data from their business processes.
Mm-hmm. You can also move if you press down button. There's a button here. Yeah. If you yeah, perfect.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it so partners again. I would say that this is operational data,
mm-hmm.
and again, it depends on the law what kind of operational data they can use to improving their algorithms and
mm-hmm.
security. So it's yeah. And how a customer, for example, wants to really participate in this improvement. And actually, our company had experience. For example, we had a face recognition model, but in some region, it was not so good performed.
Okay.
And so what we did, we prepared a code which ran on this client's site. Uh-huh. So we didn't get any like personal data. Mm-hmm. We gave them this code, we ran it, and this code made an updated model for them, and so they used it to improve basically their business operations with our software. But it's all